Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my econ? How everybody doing? We already got our first caller in, calling from 301. Who's dialing in?
Yo, what's up, man? It's Rome, man. Hey, I'm gonna be on mute because I'm doing something right now.
That's fine, Rome. Appreciate you calling in, brother. Always do.
Oh yeah, no problem. No problem.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get the league filled, everybody. I already added our Packers coach. He's pretty solid. So, you know, he's out of town right now, but I hope he's able to play the Panthers on Sunday. So, I'm in the process of possibly adding a Bills coach or Falcons coach, and I will keep everybody updated. Let me see. I want to start off with the game of the week, the Browns against the Bengals. That game was tied 14-14 until the connection timeout had happened. That's really unfortunate for that game. So both are, 7-1, or 7-1 Browns and 6-1 Bengals. And it looked every part, like, as of what we had seen in the chat. So it'll be real interesting to see those two battle for the division. What you got on that, Rome?
Oh, my bad, man. I was on mute. I'm sorry. I'm doing something. That's going to be a good one, man. I don't know who's going to win, but maybe the Browns. The Bengals is tough, though, so I don't know. I'm not sure. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Bengals is solid. Like I said, Browns, he's my favorite, so somebody on teach him. I know he had a very good game against the Chargers, and that's not a knock on anyone in the AFC. Even my boy, the Dolphins, who I'm probably going to hear from later. So, also, I would like to give a shout-out to the Cowboys for giving the Seahawks a run for his money. Seahawks might say otherwise, but well, that game was within 3 points, so you know, I'm pretty sure that was a really close game. I didn't get too in detail about the stats or the score, but I'm pretty sure it was a close one.
Yeah, the Cowboy coach is pretty good, man. So, I mean, that's no pushover, you know, game. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to check the score on my laptop right now, but it's not cooperating with me, so you know, I'm just trying to see. Okay, but I know it was 31-28. I said it looked like a very close game. So, shout out to the Cowboys. I'm pretty sure they'll most likely meet in the playoffs. I'm pretty for certain. I'm gonna have to pull up the schedule on my phone. Let's see.
Yeah, the Cowboy guy is pretty good. So, if I remember him from the last league before, he was a good coach.
Yeah, he's a very solid dude. It took me a while to try to recruit him and bring him in. It took me a while. I got another calling in from 912. Who's calling in?
What's up, man? This is the infamous Matt and Guru, the original GOAT Bengals coach.
What's going on, Bengals? How you doing, man? We're already discussing your game, being game of the week and all. How you doing, brother?
I'm all right. I'm chilling. What's going on with you?
Doing pretty good, man. Doing good. Me and Rome are discussing you in the Browns game. You know, it was unfortunate. You guys timed out, tied at 14. That game probably go down to the wire, and I hope you guys can complete that game. And I really hope so, man. I don't know if you want to give us some details about that game.
Oh, no, it was a good game. He had a couple of good plays up his sleeve, but, you know, my prediction, I'm still going where? I'm a chippy. And you got lucky one time. My man dropped a pick, but then he ended up scoring after that. But I had ball anyways. He had just kicked it off. And then his internet went out. So, yeah, hopefully Sunday night we can finish that game out before the event.
Hopefully, man. Hopefully. What other caller do we got calling in from 704? Hey, 704 area code. Where are you calling in from? What team are you?
704
His call was just dropped. Okay. Bengals. It's also, we were talking about how the Cowboys almost took out your boy, the Seahawks, yesterday. Close game, you know, probably almost didn't take him out, but it looked like a fight to the end. Like I said, he might talk to me about it later, but like, I the Cowboys, I want to say, is the closest one that gave him a run for his money. So.
Yeah, we was in a party when they were slammed. Me and the Seattle coach were, and it was something like the Cowboys had scored like right at the end, but then Seattle had caught like a deep pass or whatever to put him in field goal range and kick the field goal to win it.
Oh wow!
Like so, it
wow,
went down okay. to the wire.
Yeah, it did. Okay,
yeah, the
no,
Cowboys
sorry,
coach is good.
Yeah.
You said what?
Yeah.
The
sorry,
Cowboy coach is pretty good.
Yeah, I thought he was bluffing. He must be all right. You know,
uh-huh.
For that game to go down to the wire. How much
yeah,
of time two though if we play?
No, he's a very solid coach. He used to be in our 360 league, and he went pretty far with the two different teams that he has. So he's solid. I'm glad I got him in here. It took me a while, but I'm glad I finally recruited him. Very solid dude. So I'm in the process of adding I added one already from the 360 league. I'm trying to get another one to join. I was unaware some of these dudes had the one. Like I asked from time to time, but yeah. I know last
the
week
new,
I want to say
the new Packers coach is going to be real good. He's going to give people
problems.
Is
good.
Oh yeah.
He's
mm-hmm.
good. Man. He took me out the playoffs in the 360 league last season, and he reached the Super Bowl and lost, I want to say it was within a possession. I don't remember the exact score, but he's solid. I'm sure he's going to adjust to the one just fine. So, sorry, Co-Commish, but he might give you a run for your money as soon as he gets the hang of it. Letting him know.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Co-Commish, yeah, that's going to be.
And he played against my boy, the one who got the Panthers.
I said, I'm not too sure.
He played
how well
your boy
who got the
Panthers. Yeah, he gonna give him a loss. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I'm gonna keep it real because I played the Panthers guy and the new Packers coach is way better than me.
Nah, but I know this for a fact. After you had beat the Panthers coach, I don't know where he got it from, but he got like a new man, a new scheme that he play with, and me and him with scrimmaging, he has like a whole new game plan, like where
yeah,
whatever he
no
was
doubt.
Doing before. I don't know the other dude. Like that's a game I want to see, but nobody don't ever want to twitch. But I definitely want to see that game. If y'all have dude that good. I definitely want to see that game.
I mean, he's just solid, man. He know how to play. His defense is good. I mean, he's real good, man. Real solid player. I mean, anybody's beatable, but if I had to, like, rate him, he's definitely one of the better guys. Like, he'll be one of the better guys in this league. It might take him a while because I don't know if he played the one yet, but once he get a hold of it, he definitely going to be a problem for real.
Yeah, just let your Panthers boy know it's going to be a completely different Packers coach if they play. It's not going to be like the first one he played that I knew little about. But the one he's going to play, if they play Sunday, then, you know, I just hope he preps for it because it'll be a completely different coach. So, another game I want to get into was the Giants versus the Buccaneers. 6-2 Giants versus the 5-2 Buccaneers. My Giants coach is pretty solid. He still plays in our 360 league and on our one league. Buccaneers, a former 360 league coach, and I don't know. Someone's gonna get their third loss out of that game. That's gonna be a close one.
What's their record?
6-2 Giants, 5-2 Buccaneers. I want to say the Giants at the time he led the league in scoring. I'm not too sure if he does now. So that one ought to be interesting. I'm probably going to go with Giants 31, I'll say 17 Bucks. Bucks got a solid D, but, you know, let's see if he could just put up those points to go toe-to-toe with him.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
I don't know.
I'm gonna go Giants 24-17.
I wish I could give y'all a prediction, but I don't even pay attention to that NFC. I'm focused on taking over the AFC. And plus, not Seattle, too. That's my boy and all. He like the only one in the Panthers. I pay attention to the Cowboys because he was talking crazy. And he proved it, though. I mean, he only won by field goal. Who else is really good on the NFC? The Giants only got two losses, so I'll probably pick him to win that game, too, though. Against the Bucks.
I said the Bucks got two losses, 5-2 Giants, got 8-0 Seahawks. The 49ers, it was unfortunate what was going on with their game, but the 49ers coach, he solid dude. Like I said, I wanted him in that division specifically to go with your boy Estravel. So I just hope second game around, you know, it's more competitive than the last. So
I hope we could get our Rams coach in here. That's who I'm trying. I'm gonna try to get him in this league.
I tried, man. I tried. Even our Seahawks coach, I screenshotted it everything, and our Rams coach now. I'm gonna ask his opponent later if he's keeping in touch with him because we're having problems caring for our Browns and Rams coach. But yeah, I'm gonna try to recruit him too, Rome. I'm gonna try my hardest to recruit that guy.
Yeah, there's a lot of talented guys in this league, though, man. For sure.
I said, I'm still adjusting. My defense is nice on the one, but this offense, I don't have much to work with, especially having a few injuries on the offensive side of the ball. But I'll get it going pretty soon. I'll get it going.
Yeah, it hurt me, when I was playing against the Steelers last week, and it was a blowout. So I'm trying to run the ball out. The next thing you know, my running back get hurt, Giovanni Bernard, 6 weeks, at the end of the game.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's my little setback. My pickup was fine, though. When I was playing against the Browns, he returned the kick to the crib, but they called it back. Can't catch a break.
Man, I don't know how y'all, I cannot run the ball on this game at all. I'm serious.
There's certain plays you gotta run.
So yeah, that's, I'm gonna have to get in him and learn how to run. I'm talking about, it don't matter what play it is, I'm horrible running.
Oh yeah, that's what I know when I play you.
Load up for the pass. For real, it's horrible. But it's
still
good though. Yeah, it's good being in this league, though, because it make you, you know what I mean, you got to get on top of your game, so it's good for me.
It is. It's a real competitive league. I like the environment. I'm still trying to keep it at 32, but the learning curve for some of us, some people might be good already, then they come to this league, and they might not feel as good as they think they are. So, I mean, we lost, I want to say, a few coaches that way. I just want you dudes just to learn how to take a loss. It's a game. I mean, you're going to come out, win or lose. It's, you know, there's no third option. Like, I've never seen no one tie personally, but, you know, that's all I got to say. We got about a minute left, Rome. Do you got anything?
Nah, good job, man. Good sportsmanship around the league, and just continue to do what y'all guys doing, man. That's it.
All right. Are you going to give us a prediction on your game, Bengals?
Oh, you already know, man. Bengals. We're going out with the win. I can't give you a score. Can't give you a score, but we'll give you just a flat-out win. Bengals take it.
The Browns is solid, man. He's never been in my econ before, but he's a very solid coach, man. So just stay on your toes, man. You know, good luck on your game, and let's get these games in, everybody. We did good last advance, and now last week we had a little bit of a mishap, but let's try to get these games in, and we'll advance sooner than later. All right, 10 seconds. You guys have a good night, have a good weekend, and the next radio show will be Friday.
All right, man. Peace.
All right, peace out.